Thomas Alva Edison, a hero of science. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Thomas Alva Edison was not only one of the past two centuries' more important scientists and inventors, but his memory will live on because of the huge number of his inventions and their usefulness even today. Most likely, the next electronic device you pick up, he once invented or improved, or at least tried to. Edison was born on February the 11th, 1847, in Milan, Ohio, and raised in Port Huron, Michigan. At an early age, he showed signs of having a serious hearing problem. This may have been the reason for Edison's poor performance at school. Edison did not do well there and was often teased by the other kids. 3 months after starting school, Edison ran away. His mother was forced to teach him at home. Edison wound up teaching himself. He enjoyed reading chemistry books and was also a keen observer of anything complex, electronic or telegraphic. He never stopped studying and experimenting. In 1871, Edison moved to Newark, New Jersey, and set up his first laboratory. Later that year, he married Mary Stilwell, with whom he would later have 3 children. In 1876, when his lab in Newark became too small, Edison decided to build a huge factory in Menlo Park, New Jersey. This would become the first private research laboratory in the US. Edison worked on many projects, including sound recording devices. In 1877, he successfully recorded and played back a message by phonography. The phonography machine, or phonograph, was like a record player without the disc. Instead, it used a cylinder with tin foil to record and play sounds. In 1879, Edison developed the first successful incandescent lamp, otherwise known as the electric light bulb. This invention not only made Edison rich, but made him famous also. Edison worked until he was very old, although he was tormented by many diseases. He died on October the 18th, 1931. Famous quotes by Edison. There is a time for everything. I have gotten a lot of results. I know several thousand things that won't work. Just because something doesn't do what you planned it to do doesn't mean it's useless. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. There are no rules here. We're trying to accomplish something. To invent, you need a good imagination and a pile of junk. I start where the last man left off. Restless is discontent, and discontent is the first necessity of progress. If we did all the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves.